Main opposition coalition leader Henrique Capriles is refusing to recognize the result of the Venezuelan presidential election and is demanding a recount. Hugo Chavez's hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, received 50.7% of the vote, just in front of Henrique Capriles, who got 49.1%. Capriles is complaining bitterly, accusing state television of illegally bolstering Maduro during the campaign, and he's also citing other irregularities, some on election day. Now Capriles is rejecting the result as illegitimate and demanding a vote-by-vote recount, in spite of a statement from Venezuela's National Electoral Council, which says it's final. Capriles tersely stresses the struggle hasn't ended. The result shows the nation split down the middle and makes the beckoning task of governing it all the harder. National Assembly Speaker Diosdado Cabello, whose arrival of Maduro from within the ruling circle hasn't helped in giving his two-penny worth by insisting, this result obliges us to make a profound self-criticism. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.